This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's a down day. The markets are in a range, and it's toward the bottom end of the range right now. Corn's a good example. July corn is, since March 1, it's traded between about 440 and 460. And it's closer to 440 now. Range bound, the good and the bad offset. Not too long ago, we were up at the 460 mark after the acreage report at the end of March, which showed 4.6 less million acres and less stocks. And good exports have been evident through the months of the last 3 or 4 weeks. The inspections on Monday, the sales on Thursday, normally over a million metric tons. That's been good. But planning, the wheels are really going to start rolling here in a week or two with the nicer weather. That's putting pressure on the market. Frequent rains in some of the dry areas has pushed the market down. So that's what a trading range is. The good news takes it to the top, the bad news to the bottom, but they both kind of offset and they keep it range bound. And that's where July corn has been since March 1, between 440 and 460. So we'll see. It's also waiting on the report that comes out on Thursday. The April WOTC report comes out at 11 o'clock. So until then, evening up as traders position for the report and lighten up their positions. Livestock-wise, the cattle market is recovering. It broke about $15 off the highs. The break started with on-feed report. It came out in March. It showed 10% more, and the break was exacerbated by the bird flu rumors and issues that came out that threatened to hurt demand for cattle. But they overdid it, I think, on the downside, and now the market's come back for the second day in a row. It's come off its lows. June cattle is up a buck and a half today. If you look at a chart of June cattle, you can see that the market overreacted on the downside, and the market's come back almost a $4 rally off the lows that were made the middle of last week. I think the cattle will stabilize in here, move up toward the middle of the range it's been in for over the last 2 months, which is 186 down to 172, because we do have the best demand period of the year coming the grilling season. Hog market has taken over the upside leadership, as I say most every day. Hog market has moved up sharply just since the beginning of this month. Look at the chart of June hogs. Since the beginning of April, they've come up about $9. They've been helped by several things. One is the pig crop report that came out the last work trading day of March, which were the planting farrowing intentions indicated lesser supply. The bird flu issues which threatened meat demand and shifted some of that to pork demand, and pork's a lot cheaper anyway. So I think the hogs benefited from that bird flu deal. And the net result is a rally of about $9. The hogs are now the new upside leader, and they also are anticipating a good, the best demand period of the year, which would be the grilling season, which is upon us right now.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoorepricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn down 4.25 at 431.25. May soybeans down 7 even at 1174.5. May soybean meal down 40 at 335.60. Soybean oil down 38 cents at 47.42. Chicago wheat down 8 even at 557.75. Kansas City hard red wheat down 8 even at 577.25. Minneapolis spring wheat up 1 even at 651.25. May oats unchanged at 329.75. On the Merck, April live cattle up 130 at 180.70. April feeders up 140 at 240.70. May lean hogs up 90 cents at 98.77. May pork cutout up 77 at 104.87. And April classroom milk down 12 cents at 15.55. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.